Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, listeners. This is Patty Black, and I am back bringing the Good News Show to you. There's a lot of excitement in the air because we are approaching our one-year anniversary. February 1st is going to make our one-year point for the Good News Show. And I want to thank all of you listeners for being a part of it. I just want you to know that we wouldn't be able to do this if we didn't have you giving your feedback and encouraging us to bring certain topics onto the show. Today's show is going to be very exciting. We have an interesting and very well-informed guest. Her name is Rosemary DeFaria. She has been on the show in the past, and today she wants to talk about how to move into the new year and addressing this from an energetic perspective, such as setting intention, manifestation, and releasing blocks that might be in the way. So I want you to stay tuned. She'll be on in about 15 minutes. And I do want to remind you that you can go to the website and become a member of the Good News Show. You just need to go to www.goodnewsshow.us. And once you're a member, you can blog, you can interact with other listeners, and you can get updates from time to time. So it's very exciting to be a part of the Good News Show world. Now, Sherry and I are going to be on this morning, and she has a very interesting topic to talk about. So I want to see if she's on air with us. Sherry, are you here with us?
I'm here, Patty. Good morning, and good morning to all of our listeners. Yes, it is an exciting time, and we're approaching our one-year anniversary, which is mind-blowing that we have had such an incredible year, and the best is yet to come. So we encourage everybody to keep on listening, keep sending us your emails, and it really encourages us to be able to put on the best show that we can. This morning, I wanted to talk a little bit about expressing gratitude and changing our thoughts. And in expressing gratitude, you know, each night before we go to bed, I say write down some things, at least five things that you're grateful for. And they can be from, you know, little things like, you know, had a great meal, enjoyed conversation with a friend, or you can from a project at work. Now, if you're doing this exercise regularly, you'll naturally keep repeating yourself because a lot of things that you're grateful for will continue to be on your list every day. But that's perfect because the key here is to imagine what each item means to you as you write it down and experience the feeling. And doing this exercise regularly can help you grow to appreciate the positive things in your life that you take it for granted. And you can also do this with your partner, which is a great tool to bring you closer together and open up the intimacy. And it's expressing gratitude together. So I encourage you to do that. On changing your thoughts, you know, that's something that we have talked about in the past, and it's something that, you know, we need to keep being reminded about because it can, you know, we can fall into as much as I can talk about how this works, I can also fall into it, and I need to keep reminding myself. So changing your negative thoughts, you know, is keeping it in tune with the frequency of your getting into the joy of your life. I always say change the channel. You know, this is going to be a great day. Don't stay on the worry channel so long, and be grateful. It makes everything better. You know, and tell yourself, I am done listening to that worry channel, and I am going to tune into the positive channel.
And I think a big point, Sherry, is recognizing if you're in the negative thoughts.
Absolutely.
That's where it starts. If you're walking around feeling gloomy or upset or pissed off or whatever, you can recognize those as red flags.
Yes, and, you know, if we acknowledge it, we can change it. So, you know, pay attention to what we're thinking about, you know, like be an observation of what you do, what you think about, and, you know, we need not be so disciplined about what we're thinking about. We can retrain our thoughts, and, you know, when we get up in the morning, we can retrain, if we wake up with a negative thought, we retrain that to a positive. Positive thoughts counteract negative thoughts. So, and, you know, you control what you think about. That the committee in your mind is going on about something, and you can acknowledge it and say, no, I am not going to go there. Sometimes if you don't even have a positive thought, you can write it down and keep that firm affirmation of positive and do that until you do it naturally. So, you know, don't let the negative thoughts rent space in your head. Weed out the negative thoughts and stay in positive. So, you know, that's a really great thing that I hope that you, you know, can get that. I hope that you can, you know, pay attention to doing more of that. And I think that it goes along with what we're going to be talking about with Rosemary today, because, you know, change in life is a good thing. You know, change is a part of life. It happens to everybody. So we can change, you know, we can make that change an opportunity to grow. And when we change, it means that something good is around the corner. When one door closes, another door opens. And change brings new beginnings and a different way of living life. So I welcome change, you know, even though I'm not one that really, I also, like everybody else, I don't really like change. But when it happens, I acknowledge that something good is around the corner. And it brings me into another place of being able to look at what the lesson is and where I need to go to make that change. Change brings new opportunities and new perspective. And it reminds us that I'm not in control of things anymore, you know, that things happen. And it reminds me to let go and to surrender a little more, because I had to get out of, and as, you know, we've talked about before, control. You know, we really don't have the control. We think that we have control of our lives, and we think that we have the control to change things that are, you know, going in a flow, and we can change it around. But when we just let go of that situation or surrender to whatever it is that's in front of us and go with the flow, step aside and let go of it and let that change happen naturally. And it helps, for me, it helps me to strengthen my change muscle.
That's great.
And, you know, you can change your self-reliance and your inner fortitude and your inner faith to know that you're guided and you're protected always. So change allows me to choose how I want to react to something that has happened by accepting it or rejecting it. And change is always on my side. It exists to teach me lessons, and it helps me to embrace life's mysteries. So, you know, once you get into change, then you take the action.
Well, that's beautiful, Sherry. I really love having you on the show, and I know our listeners love listening to you because you just bring a whole new light to certain topics, and I want to thank you for being here. Listeners, I want you to pick up the phone and give us a call. Share a good news story with us today. You can call 347-324-5983. That's area code 347-324-5983. And if you're not listening to us live, or if you don't have access to a phone, you can always email us. Email us at goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. That's goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. And for those of you who have iPods or can download MP3 files, you can do it with the Good News Show. All you need to do is go on to our website, www.goodnewsshow.us. Click on the RSS feed, and you will see how you can download it right through iTunes. And if you need help with that, you can always send us an email, and I'm sure that we'll be in touch with you to help you do that, because we want you to take us on the go with you. We want to bring good news and positive vibration to you. So this is Patty Black broadcasting live from Miami Beach, Florida, the Magic City, and I am on air with Sherry. And Sherry, if you would, please share with us a little bit about what you do. Now, I think most of our listeners know that you do have another occupation. You've been a hairstylist and makeup artist for many, many years, and you've worked with top professional people across the country and many professional actresses and artists, and you're there in that world. You know the top of that game. And recently, you have been using a product that caters toward the green environment and holistic health worlds, basically because there are no chemicals in your color. Am I correct with that?
That's true. It is an organic color. And it has, you know, I have been in the hair, makeup and hair business for many years, and this is the first time that I've gotten so excited about the color line that I use, because it is the best color brought in from Italy. And what's exciting for me is that it's not something that you can go, our clients can go into Walgreens and buy. It's a special formula, and it's formulated the way I choose to formulate it. So, and what happens is that the color, because it's organic, it is made with soy, it's made with rice, it's made with vegetable polymers and fruity acids. Doesn't that sound exciting?
That's exciting. almost want to eat it.
No, so for the people that are really into, you know, staying a little greener and going into organic things, this hair color does not have any ammonia in it. So we only use the enzymes, and that's what opens up the cuticle. And the hair comes out incredibly shiny. And the color does not oxidize, which, you know, here in Florida, and whoever's listening from Florida knows that our colors oxidize because of the sun. So we do not have color oxidation. And the texture of the hair is like you've never seen it before. It's not like you've colored hair, and a lot of hair that we've colored in the past has that hard texture. This is just soft, and it really feels like hair again. So what I would love is to anybody that is listening here from Miami area and would like to talk to me or experience this type of hair color, you can either call me at 305-607-3176, or you can email me at share, C-H-E-R, the number 4, hair, H-A-I-R, at AOL, and you can ask me any questions about your hair color. We are offering to have you come in for a free consultation. My color line is called Gian Amico Gelat, and this is a color line that, as a hairdresser, the hairdressers can only use this color line if they're invited in to this color organization, and they're brought in by another hairdresser. So it's really unique. It's very formulated specially for you. It's not, doesn't come out of a box, and it's everything that is in it is all natural. And if you come in for a consultation, we will diagnose your existing color, and then I will check what is your desired color, where do you want to go, what tones do you want to change, and what do you want to keep. And because you never get a second chance to make a first impression. So it is, you know, it's, you know, when you're looking good on the outside and you're feeling good on the inside, as we talk about, you're putting on a great face. And, you know, what are your color challenges? And then we talk about the condition of your hair structure and where is your hair now and where do you want it to go. We create a look for you. So I, you know, would like to introduce this to everybody that is here in Florida and would like to try it. Give me a call, email me, and I'll tell you more about it.
Well, that's really good news, Sherry, because you say you have a product that's producing results that are superior to the old methods that use chemicals. But listeners, if you really think about it, there is a hair product that does not have chemicals. And I know that we cater to a certain demographic. We are catering to health-conscious people, people who are looking for new green-type products. They're looking for new ways of creating lifestyles that so they can have longevity and good health in their life. And this is a product that is being used to color your hair that's all natural. So just stop and think of that for a moment. When you're getting your hair colored with something with chemicals, that's going into your body. So it's okay to look at your diet and change your food. It's okay to look at the soaps that we use, the lotions that we use. But what about those chemicals that go through your hair cuticles? And this product is organic and all natural. It's like a miracle, and it's a gift that the universe has given us. So get in touch with Sherry. I'm so excited about this. It's like, think of people who have gotten great diseases from being exposed to chemicals. And we all know that people have gotten many diseases, cancer being, I think, the number one. But if you can have a product that eliminates having chemicals go into your body, it's great. And I think it's great, Sherry, that you can bring this to people and that you're sharing it. Give them your number again. I want them to be able to call you.
Okay, I will. And I do want to add one more thing that's really exciting is that, you know, instead of spending hours and hours in the salon when you're getting your hair color done, this product works in 13 to 15 minutes to process on 100% gray hair. It deposits, and that's, for me, one of the most unbelievable products that has come along. But I can do a hair color, highlight, low light, and it processes in 15 minutes under the dryer, and you can go on with your day. You don't have to spend 3 hours in the salon.
That's amazing.
There are so many good things about this. My number is 305-607-3176. And if there are any other hairdressers listening to this, give me a call, and I will tell you how you can get it.
Sherry will turn you on to this new John Amico product. So your number is 305-607-3176, and your email address is
hair@AOL.com.
Wonderful. Thank you, Sherry. I'm so glad you're here. We do have our guest calling in, so do you have anything else you'd like to say before we bring our guest in?
I am good. I'm very interested in listening and hearing Rosemary.
Okay, just one moment. Let's see if we can bring her in.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's been a while, and we're so excited to have you this morning. This topic is blowing me away. I'm, so excited. We may need to do a part one and a part two. It's going to be so good.
And I loved hearing about your hair product. I'm very excited about that, too.
Oh, isn't it exciting?
Yeah,
this is Patty Rosemary.
Hi, Patty.
Hi. Welcome back to the show. Listeners, we have Rosemary DeFaria online. And Rosemary, could you please tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Okay. I am a psychotherapist. I have been in practice 17 years. I have an office in Miami. And I have what I call a psycho-spiritual practice, meaning that I do both traditional therapy, but I also work from a spiritual perspective, combining both mediums. So I do energy work, I do Reiki, I also do traditional therapy, I do EMDR, which is a technique that is used with a lot of survivors of trauma, and trauma being one of my areas of specialty. So I'm very blessed because I do the work that I love, which, you know, is a wonderful thing that I can get up and do the work that I enjoy every day.
That's terrific.
Yeah.
It is a blessing. So tell us a little bit about what you're dealing with your clients now. coming into the new year and the changes.
Yes. Well, you know, I was sitting this morning in meditation and thinking, what do I need to say today? And what came to me is that we are at such a powerful time in our nation, thinking about, you know, what's happening over the next couple of days, that we have our president-elect moving into office. And, you know, it's a time, I think, for him, as for all of us, of doing this inventory, of taking a look back at what has not worked and what needs to be released and what new things need to be implemented here. You know, his mantra is, yes, we can, and that it's time for change. And every time you hear an interview, you know, people are curious. What are you going to do, and what are you bringing in, and how are you going to fix this and address this? And I thought, you know, this is such an interesting paradigm and such an interesting template that we can each take into our own lives, right? Because we can follow this model. How many times, we just celebrated the new year, how many times do you hear people saying, okay, my new year resolution is going to be, I'm not going to eat as much, or I'm going to lose weight, or I'm going to exercise more, or I'm going to quit smoking, or this, or this, or this, or this. And that's wonderful. You know, we do need to be healthy. But my perspective on that is, you know, we need to dig a little deeper. We need to figure out what the underlying cause is of these physical manifestations. And I rarely hear someone say, okay, well, this year, you know, my New Year resolution is going to be, I'm going to really focus on my emotional wellness or on my mental health. It's usually on some kind of external behavior-oriented thing. And that's what we do in our society, right? We are doers. We feel that we have to be always doing, tap dancing, moving, because somehow that's going to get us closer to the answer, to the solution. But really, I believe that we need to be about stillness. We need to allow ourselves to just be. We don't need to be dancing. We don't need to be, you know, doing with all this busyness, because really what that becomes is a form of a Band-Aid. You know, it's a form of masking what is really and truly there. And you see it happening all over the planet right now. I mean, if you're an Oprah fan, Oprah's doing this Live Your Best Life, right? She's talking, she's opening up about her weight issues and how there's been a piece missing. You know, she's been focused on the cooking and the exercising and the this, but what about the feelings? What about the feelings that take you to that behavior? Using that Band-Aid because it's a way of numbing yourself, or food equates with love for you, so you're giving yourself this because you don't want to feel what the deeper issue is. And I think that we're all being given this opportunity as we watch what's going on in the nation and this shift, a shift in consciousness, a shift energetically to go deeper, you know. And, you know, you hear the financial advisor, Susie Orman. You know, she's talking to people. She's advising people. What is she saying? Stop spending beyond your means. Stop going outside of yourself. Look at what you have and move through your life with integrity. And so when someone is medicating themselves or doing something that is really not in their best interest, why not just be still and allow yourself to feel what's there? Go a little bit deeper. Feel the feelings. Are you sad? Are you terrorized? Are you fearful? You know, a lot of people in our society, I'm sad, what do? I take a pill, right? because we're afraid to be with what's there. And what's there has been there. You know, how many New Years are going to come by where we say, okay, I'm going to do this, and then halfway into the year, it's gone. We're not doing it. Something we need to take a look at, why isn't this working? You know, just as we're doing in our nation. So it's a perfect time. It's a perfect opening for us to be more authentic. And we don't have to be so busy. But we have to be, I think we have to learn how to be with the stillness and to feel what our feelings are. No one ever died from having feelings. You know, I tell my clients, the healing is in the feeling. And is it easy? No, it's not an easy process. But the healing is so, so, so worth it. So as we are sitting and watching what's happening in our nation, wouldn't it be nice to take our own personal inventories and not just on the surface, but to go a little bit deeper, allowing ourselves to feel, giving oneself permission to be with your feelings. So many of us stay stuck, and we say, gee, I don't know what's up with that. You know, why do I keep attracting the same bad relationship? Or why can I only get so far in my job? Or, you know, why does my boss make me so uncomfortable? I believe each time those things come up to our consciousness, we are being given a gift. You know, maybe your boss is a trigger for you. Maybe he's reminding you of your father who told you nothing you did was right, okay? So every time you walk into your office and you're sitting behind your desk and he comes and he says something to you, all of a sudden you're 7 years old again. You can't put a sentence together, you know, you're stuttering, you're mumbling, and then he walks away and you're like, oh, my God, I knew that. Why couldn't I be in my power? Why couldn't I be the gift, the huge person that I know I came here to be? Why? Well, because there's something there that needs to be healed. And as much as you hate being in that office with this individual, he's there for a reason. You know, I think people come into our lives for a reason. That's the gift. That's the silver lining of that. And if we get it and we work on it, wow, huge transformation happens, because then we can really heal that which has been there to be healed for years. Sometimes these feelings are old. They're not just about today, you know. They're 30 years old or 40 years old or 50 years old, and we're being given these little wake-up calls, you know, these little, you know, bells are ringing, and sometimes we don't hear it. We don't hear it. We don't see it for the gift that it truly is. What do you think?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That's so much. That's great. You know, it's true. It's so true. And, you know, each situation that we come into gives us the opportunity to be able to grow and learn from it. In each challenge, we can be grateful for what's happened to us and what's in front of us, because we can take a look at, well, where do I need to go from here? What other, you know, if what we're doing is not working, we can stop and turn around and make another dream, another plan,
absolutely,
and turn things around.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, so this is information that we need to hear. People need to be reminded of this. Because there are a lot of people that are going around, they're stuck. They're stuck in the past.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know how to get out of it. They're afraid to feel their feelings. And so they're medicating or taking something, drinking and drugging or whatever, their food, to get out of their feelings.
Yes, they absolutely are. And many of us don't even realize it, you know, like you just said, they're going around and around and around because why? Well, you know, if someone was abused, You know, they learned to figure out ways to survive the abuse. You know, a child who's being abused learns to shut down, learns to do what we call dissociating, where you, you know, you separate from your feelings, so you actually kind of go outside of your body, because that's the only way you can survive the abuse in that moment. And so for that child, that's an effective means of coping. But when that child turns 20 or 30 and is still using those old coping skills and still identifying as the victim, then that becomes problematic. Why? Because those coping skills no longer serve the adult. And now, as an adult, it's safer, or hopefully it's safer. Hopefully they're not repeating and, you know, getting into abusive situations, which can also be the case. But at some point, we hope, we hold the intention that that survivor, I don't like the word victim, but that survivor can go and revisit those issues, not to live in them and perpetuate them, no, to learn from them, to heal from them. And yes, like you said, Sherry, even at some point, forgive, and the forgiveness is really for self, you know, because when we carry anger and resentment and rage, what do you think that does to the physical body, right? We manifest all kinds of things. So, you know, to forgive and then to give yourself permission to move forward, to release it, you know, it's so important to do this work because, and, you know, there's so many people out there, you know, choose the path that feels right for you. If it's a therapist, see a therapist. If it's a shaman, work with a shaman. If it's a healer, you know, there's whatever you feel drawn to. But, it, you know, give yourself the gift. This year is such a perfect time as we observe the change and people letting go of excess and things which no longer serve them. What a beautiful opportunity to now say, okay, I'm going to give this to me. And it is a way of loving yourself. It is a way of using self-care. It is a way of doing what we call reparenting. What does that mean? Well, many of us grew up not getting everything that we wanted or not having the ideal, you know, parents, perhaps. However, I believe that we all have gotten the parents that we have chosen and that we needed. But that's probably another, that's another program. But, you know, getting to the point of realizing, you know, maybe this person agreed to be in my life this lifetime so that I could learn this lesson and really come into my fullest potential. And maybe without the trauma, I never would have realized that full potential. And can I, through this work of healing and releasing, learn how to be the parent that I wanted? Learning how to give myself that unconditional love. Releasing the terror. Releasing the old beliefs that I didn't deserve, that I wasn't good enough, that I'm not lovable, and on and on and on. And breathing it away with a breath of kindness and compassion, and now being my own loving parent. And then we work towards, you know, doing that process with consciousness. And it doesn't have to be big things. I tell my clients, what did you really, really love to do as a kid? Oh, I loved going to the beach, or I loved, you know, pistachio ice cream. Okay, so your homework this week, you're going to go and you're going to get yourself that cone of pistachio ice cream with a conscious awareness of that little girl and that little boy, and you're going to relish every lick, every drop of that ice cream, right? You are reparenting yourself in that moment. The shifts that happen energetically are huge. when we allow ourselves to step into that place of being the loving parent. And then what happens? Well, you keep doing that. Then you're walking a little taller. Then you're all of a sudden you meet somebody that, wow, really treats you nicely. You know, was it an accident? No. Because when you shift and you start coming from a place of love and of honor and self-respect, the universe says, oh, okay. You know, it's just like when you go into a pizzeria and you order a pizza and you say, listen, I want no anchovies, but I want olives and onions and pepperoni. Do you ever doubt that that's what you're going to get? No. You know that that's the kind of pizza you're going to get. And when we place our order with the universe, we get exactly what we're ordering. Sometimes we don't realize what we're ordering, so we don't understand why we keep getting what we don't want, right?
Right.
But when we get clear about that and we start living with intention and start loving ourselves, we are saying to the universe, I am worth it. I love myself. I deserve pistachio ice cream and everything else. The universe says, oh, okay, we got your order. We got it. We heard it. And all of a sudden, there's this shift. You know, it's so simple and yet so profound. And many of us focus on money. That's a big, you know, that's a big issue. We think, oh, you know, I want more money. But what do we put our energy around? I don't have enough money. This person has more money. How come that person's getting all that money? Why isn't money coming to me? And we think that we are placing our order for more money. But what are we really placing our order for? We're putting our energy around the lack of the money. And so what happens is the universe fills that order. And so we perpetuate that over and over and over again. And so many of us think, you know, I keep praying and I keep saying what I don't want. Why is it that I keep getting what I don't want? Because you're focused on what you don't want. The person who says, why can't I meet a nice guy? Why can't I have a loving relationship? I always attract da-da-da-da-da-da-da, right? I always attract the losers, the this, the that. You're placing your order. Don't order that pizza. Order the pizza that you want. You know, order the pizza that you want. But before you can do that, you need to realize that maybe there's something that needs to be healed. And you know what? We're all here to do that work. Every single one of us. You know, I've been in practice for 17 years. Years ago, I was a part of a large group practice, and it amazed me, out of all of us, how few of us had actually done our work. Well, how can I ask you to come in and step into your pain and do this transformative work if I haven't done mine, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we are all here to do it and to continue to do it because we're like onions. You know, you peel through a layer or two and you're good and you go out there and then, oh, something else comes up. Well, it's time to go in and do a tune-up or you can maybe do it yourself. You can work with writing and journaling and meditating. But the point is to do it, you know, give it to yourself because the dividends are amazing. The dividends are endless. And the energy shifts, the better we get at it, the faster it happens, you know. The clearer we get, the bigger our lives become in a holistic way, which is, you know, to me, that's why we are all here. That's our life path and our life purpose. So, I mean.
Rosemary, you mentioned earlier that sometimes people are walking around and they don't even realize that they're, that there is room for where they could have more growth, or they don't realize that there may be an issue that's blocking them from living their life large or to their fullest potential.
Right.
Is there a way to maybe recognize in oneself that you need to work in certain areas, or are there questions you can ask yourself about your emotions or your personality to determine if you need work?
Yes, I think, you know, there's a word that we use, it's called denial, you know, and it's not the river.
Mm-hmm.
it's an important place that a lot of us go because it's I don't want to use the word easier. Many people think it's easier to be in denial, but I think the way to do that, Patty, is to really get honest with oneself and to look for repetitive patterns. You know, if you continue to dig the same rut and you continue to feel dissatisfaction in your life, many people continue to look outside of their lives for that solution to come to them, okay? And the reality is that it will not. You have to be a part of the process. So I would sit down, particularly now, I mean, we're, you know, it's January. It's like the second full week of January. Go to a quiet place. Get a piece of paper or a notebook or your journal and take your own personal inventory and be really honest. Set your intention to be really honest and write down what has served me and what no longer serves me. And you will get a list if you're really honest about it. And then take a look. What is it that I want to work on? You know, what? Maybe it's one thing. That's great. Pick one thing and start and get an ally. Get someone, like I said, get someone to work on this with you. You know, I know when I work with clients who have come from trauma, it's huge. You know, you have to find somebody that you feel safe with, that you can trust, or maybe it's a friend. Maybe it's going to start off by just sharing that secret or that pain with a friend. But one foot in front of the other, you know, look at what is not working. Usually it's something that continues to come up. And if what you've been doing hasn't worked, then maybe you need to explore another option. And go for the feeling.
I love
that.
That's
a great suggestion. That really, that's just perfect. I know some people walk around and they say, I'm okay, I'm fine, I'm okay, I'm fine. But they really, they're in a, spending a lot of time in anger or frustration or just being unhappy or,
right.
You know, just saying I'm a depressed person. But there's room for work. So I think that's a great suggestion. We have about 2 minutes left, so I want to take this time for you giving your contact information.
Sure.
Because our listeners need a way to contact you.
Okay. I have a website, and that is www.distincttherapy.com. My contact number is 954-966-3446. And I know that's a Broward number, but I want to let the listeners know that my office is in Miami. Okay, so I would be happy to get your emails if you just want to talk and chat, you know, that's fine with me too. If I can be a part of someone's getting to their true essence this year, that would be my greatest honor and my greatest pleasure.
That's great. Thank you. And, you know, because this year is a very exciting year. It feels like it's in the air, you know. It's a time for people to come from their heart, to come from love, to be able to open up. And you feel it, you know. They're just coming from a different place. And so it's going to be exciting to see all the changes that people are going to make in their own lives. I'm so happy that you are in my life because you are an example, you know, and what you're saying, I really hope our listeners will be able to take down your number and get in touch with you and be able to use what you said and talk to you about it and get in touch because this is what it's about, helping one another. We're all in this together, and we have a lot of information that we can help each other.
Yes, we certainly do. We certainly do. Can I share one more thing, or do we have time?
We have 30 seconds.
Okay. I have a friend who's in Washington, and she was sharing with me that there's this energy, and everyone is talking to each other, and everyone is looking at each other, and there's this feeling of hope. And I said, wouldn't that be wonderful if we could carry that energy, not just through this week, but throughout our entire lives and this entire year even. And so,
oh, that would be wonderful.
Right.
They're in Washington, D.C.
Yeah,
I feel it's going to happen.
I feel it will. I feel it will.
All right. Well, thank you for being on the show. We're going to get cut off in 2 seconds.
Bye.
Bye.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.